Welcome. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. This is the show where brothers-in-law DJ Culp and Brad Coleman talk about stuff from our perspective as men. It's a show for anyone who wants to hear how Christians interact with the world. And don't worry, we're real. We've grown up in church, and we want to share our experiences with you. We'll talk life stuff, church stuff, man stuff, and stuff. Here we go. Greetings, listeners here and there and everywhere, all across the land. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. I am one of your hosts, DJ Culp. As always, here with my beloved brother-in-law, Brad Coleman. What's up, Brad?
You know, just living the dream.
Living the dream. Cool, man.
I have felt a lot more like myself lately. It's been, been some craziness, but.
Yeah. Well, if you have felt more like yourself here recently, who have you been feeling like?
I don't know, man, but his life sucks.
His life sucks. Right now, the man doesn't really have a name, but that's not the point. Sorry.
Yeah. Probably Gary.
Gary. Poor Gary. Man, Gary took it last episode.
Yeah.
So, Brett, I've got to tell you, dude. There's a lot of my students who have really enjoyed dramatic readings.
Yeah.
And the last one was Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. And one of my students, she's a vocalist. She came up to me and she said, "What was that?" And so I really wanted to know what made her have that reaction. And she said, I felt that I was being held hostage by a jazz man because I read every lyric that's written down, right? Obviously, that's part part of the mockery. But then she said, yeah, it's like, You're holding me hostage with espresso in one hand and a Glock in the other. Shout out to Macy. Macy Isaac. Shout out, Macy.
Reminds me what they say about a long sermon. You know, there's a fine line between a long sermon and a hostage situation.
That's right.
Always playing with that line.
Well... Hey, I mean, if people are going to make money off of saying the same thing 70 times, then I'm going to make fun of them for it. Yeah. So.
You think they had trouble naming the song? What should we name the song?
I don't remember what it was. Yeah. Did it have something to do with really good hair? Maybe that's what it was. Good hair.
Yeah.
All right. So. Brad, before we dig into our topics of digging deep, I thought we would do a brand new type of Mad Libs. We're not going to do scripture Mad Libs. I haven't actually done this, so we're just going to find out how this goes. So, Brad, I need a noun.
Dog.
All right, another noun, umbrella. Ella. All right. Go ahead, Brad. Adjective.
An adjective. Fluffy.
Fluffy. Another adjective. Gooey. Brad, I need a noun.
Granulated sugar.
That's a good one. I need an adjective. Fugly. I need an adjective, Brad.
Icky.
Icky. I need a noun. Wasp. Brad, I need a plural noun.
I want to say wasps, but turtles.
Turtles. I need a verb. Yodel. I need a plural noun, Brad.
Jedis.
Jedis. Yes. I need a verb. Leaps. Brad, I need a plural noun.
A lot of these that you need. You have a lot of
I
these.
do. I do. I
Pluralness,
need them.
apples.
Apples.
You need another plural noun? It's going to be bananas.
Okay, I need another plural noun. We'll go bananas. Yeah. And then a part of the body. How about the uvula? All right, let's go mad. Coffee houses are in, Brad. Gone are the local corner dog and the neighborhood ice cream umbrella. It doesn't matter if you live in a or and, depending on the answer here. It doesn't matter if you live in a fluffy city or a gooey town. There is bound to be a coffee granulated sugar in your fugly neighborhood.
Probably.
Coffee houses have become the place where icky friends gather, sit, and chew the wasp, remembering the good old turtles as they sip their steaming cups of coffee. Coffee houses. The author forget the
Anticlimactic.
author the author forgot a word there. Coffee houses cater to busy business who use them to yodel million deals. Coffee houses are also favorite spots for single men and Jedis who love to linger over their mugs as they watch the attractive women go by, hoping to catch his and maybe even leaps a date. Most evenings, coffee houses are filled with young lovers drinking out of each other's apples as they whisper sweet bananas in each other's uvula.
I was pretty mad.
Yeah. I think I like scripture ones better, to be
Yeah.
honest. Well, listeners, if that was a tank, you can't win them all.
Wah-wah-wah.
All right, Brad. So, listeners, Brad and I, we just kind of wanted to change it up. So, Brad, we're gonna dig deep today. Do you want to dig deep first, or do you want me to dig deep first?
Well, I don't even know. Like, does that mean I ask you the question first, or you ask me the question first? So I'm like, I don't know. What do you want to do? Don't start that again.
yeah, right. I don't know what you want to do. All right. Then Brad, I'll start. I will ask you the question. Are
Okay.
you ready, Brad?
I think so.
I'm going to ask not Brad, but Pastor Brad. Which biblical truth is the hardest for you to believe?
Hardest for me to believe. Oh, okay. You said the hardest.
Which
I was going
biblical
like the
truth?
hardest for me to like believe.
Yeah, which biblical truth is the hardest for you to believe?
It's probably a lot simpler than maybe, but like right off the top of my head, obviously, because I didn't know what the question was before. The fact that the three Hebrew children or young men that were thrown in the fire not only did not get burned, but they did not smell like smoke when they came out. It's like, what? I get near a campfire
Yeah, that's true.
and I
Yeah.
smell like smoke.
Yeah.
Like my beard smells like smoke until I wash it profusely if I get near a camper. But
Yeah.
and so I think on some level with that question, I'm like, I believe that God does what he wants and he's done what he's said and that kind of thing. So, but yeah, I mean that's one that always at least amazed me. It was like, it's like if you were wondering, because I've seen like shows where they were like, oh, there's some cool spots and furnaces and all that. And it was like, God was like, yeah, I knew you're going to use that. So that's why they didn't smell like smoke.
Yeah.
And everybody else did because they were around the fire.
Yeah. You know, and I know that there's probably somebody out there that, you know, that this is part of their expertise of knowing how those things were constructed and how they were used and manipulated. But one of the things that I don't even really, I can't visualize is how that furnace worked. Like if it was like in my mind's eye, all I see is just a big square, like cinder block based room full of nothing but burning wood.
Yeah. Well, you know, in my mind's eye, it's all dark. So I guess they didn't light the furnace. So I don't see pictures in my head. So, yep, nothing up there. I mean, to go back to the question, as you're getting your composure, I mean, of course, you know, again, like
that's funny.
The virgin birth, the resurrection, all of those things are hard for our earthly man to believe. You know, they are, because they're incredible, because they are beyond our ability,
right?
And so they go beyond our reason. I mean, Peter walked on water. He walked on water. Like Jesus walked on water. Then Peter walked on water because Jesus told him he could, basically.
Yeah. Or
commanded him to come.
Yeah.
Command me to come. Come. I mean, that's pretty incredible. And I'm like, you know, I've been playing Fortnite with my brother and sometimes my kids and nephew, niece. If you have Sub-Zero's glove, which is in Fortnite right now, you can run across the water if it's shallow because it will freeze the water. So I'm like, was the water freezing? Yeah, were you walking on ice, or you just ignoring the laws of physics that you created? You know, I don't know,
right?
How that worked. So I mean, there's a lot of different things in there. So in fairness, but yeah, I mean, like I know it's small, but it's just like you can't even get around an open fire without smelling like smoke. And these guys were in the fire to where like the guys that threw them in died. It was so hot. The guys that threw them into the furnace died. And they come out not singed, not burned to death.
Yeah.
But not even smelling like smoke.
Not even smelling like smoke. That's a good one. I don't think I've really ever thought about it to that depth. Yeah. It is definitely an interesting it's definitely like a little interesting extra nugget of information explaining the situation.
Well, and I think part, you know, God does things to make them sometimes not be able to be explained. Because we want to try to explain them. And so he's like, yeah, you know, if I just did this, you'd have been like, oh, it was this, it was that, it was this. That's why I'm gonna throw those extras in there, just so you're like, oh, no, that won't work. That doesn't fit the formula that I have. Everything else, you know, I could maybe get there on a stretch, but no, not that.
Yeah.
All right, my turn.
Yeah, go ahead. Fire away.
If Jesus was here on the podcast with us,
oh gosh,
what question would you ask him?
Oh, dude.
You said deep. You said, hey, go deep.
No, no. That's what this is about.
While you're thinking,
I would ask him something along the lines of, when you created the universe, did you take time to craft things, or did you just think them up and they were there?
So which came first, the chicken or the egg?
The chicken or the egg. Yeah. I mean, that's hilarious. Yeah.
That's really a nice way of being like, so millions of years, 7 literal days.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, like I, you've said this, you've said it on the show, Brad, that one of your favorite parts of scripture is in Genesis, and it's really thrown in there almost like an afterthought, and he created the stars also. Well, with not just the Hubble telescope, but now with James Webb, we are finding out faster and faster that that what we have seen as stars are other galaxies.
Full
And
of stars.
full of stars, that's right. And like, I do, I want, I would love to know,
We're just scratching the surface.
I know, right? But I would love to know, did he take, and when I use the word time, I fully own
That he
that,
created time?
well, yeah, like that time is like a man-made element of just measuring when the sun comes up and goes down, right?
When?
As a matter of fact, dude, interestingly enough, this is incredible. And the reason I say this is that to us, the way, like when we use the word time, it really is a relative term. I read here recently that there was, I don't remember if he was an archaeologist or an anthropologist or something, but a guy from France, or maybe psychologist even, he wanted to know how a human being would handle isolation in the dark. He isolated himself in a cave for 180 days.
And then he went mad
And
and didn't
actually, no,
finish his
dude,
paper.
no, he did go mad. He exactly went mad. And like
He
at what ex
lost some time, didn't
Well, here's the thing. He would stay awake for 36 hours and sleep for 24 and be convinced that he was awake for 24 hours, or he was awake for a normal day and slept like 8 hours. His brain lost track of what we know as time. And so, and now, yeah, like it's very unhealthy to do that because he did. He actually was on the verge of going mad. And it took him years to be able to mentally recover from the trauma that he really incurred on
He
himself.
probably still sleeps with the light on.
He probably still, yeah. And a teddy bear, you know. But
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, you sleep with your teddy bear,
yeah,
man.
that's exactly right.
And if you need the light on, there's a hotel that will leave it on
That's
for you all
true.
the time.
Yeah. But no, like, I do. I want to know. When he created the universe, in my head, I'm really wondering, like, did he, like an artist or a potter with, with clay, did he craft? Did he snap his fingers? Did he just go, I think that should go there? I mean,
Just see
yeah.
this video with like I just see like the angels like just like making like blades of grass. 8,763.
Henry Ford didn't build the
Hey.
assembly line, Jesus did.
Yeah, hey, Jimmy. Those are a little short. Gonna need to start over.
Jimmy the Angel.
We, you know, when we when I create everything, I want it to really go over with a bang, like a big bang. That made a lot of Christians uncomfortable right there.
What about Gary's grass?
That's right.
Yeah,
Don't worry about Gary.
don't worry about Gary.
What I'm going to tell you is what I'm going to tell Peter
That's exactly right.
in a long time, if you
So,
can think of it that way.
so Jesus got this
What's
clipboard. He's writing
that
down
to
all of
you?
his conversations with the angels, going, I need to make sure to have these conversations again with other people.
Just practice conversations.
Yeah.
And so I think with that, like if I could, I'd be like, well, Jesus, hey, like how do you view time?
Yes. Yeah. It's a great question, man.
Are we doing it right? Are there 24 hours in a day? I mean, or 24 of whatever you call it? Or you're like, no. We don't break it up with 24. That's
Yeah.
a dumb way to do it. Like, no, it's like this. And I'm like,
Well, I mean, shooting
don't.
Revelation, it says that there is no night, right?
Well, right in heaven, yeah.
Like,
And we don't even need the sun. Well,
right.
so here's my other thing. Here's a good question. And that's it's it wouldn't be on my top list, but if we were talking about the subject. All right, in Genesis, in the creation, Jesus, it's not until the fourth day that you create the sun and the moon. So how was time measured the first 3 days if the way that we measure time did not exist?
Brad, you're a Baptist. You're not allowed to ask that question.
I had like you want to go deep, here you go. These are some of the things that go through my mind sometimes.
Love it, man. I do.
I'm
I
gonna
love
ask
it.
God, and he's,
Oh, I love it.
he didn't give me all these answers yet.
All right, Brad, my turn. How do you cope with the uncertainties of life?
Poorly. They cope poorly.
Poorly. I'm not good at it. Next.
I can definitely say I wish I did it better. Pray. I take God up on his offer because I get anxious a lot. And he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, thanksgiving, make your desires known unto the Lord. So when I read that, I read, hey, when you're anxious, come talk to your Heavenly Father. So it's like, hey, it's me again. I know that, I just walked out and I was good like 18 seconds ago. But it dawned on me on the way out.
My problems are still here.
Yeah, and I know we talked about those other things, but there's also this. And I know you kind of gave me some peace about those other things.
Do I need to go back inside?
Yeah. And what I love about God is he's like, come on over and sit down, kind of deal if we can look at it that way, let's talk it through. Like the invitation that you know what question that people have asked me before? Does God get tired of me coming to him with my
Oh
stuff?
my gosh, man,
I'm
no.
like, nope, he doesn't. He doesn't.
And
Especially, again, it's a heart thing. Like, yeah, like if you're just trying to manipulate God,
right.
which are not the people that ask that question usually.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's exactly right.
You're just trying to manipulate God and be like, ah, blah, 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 and trick God. God has some stuff to say about that. Yeah, he's gonna call you. But he's a good father. Now, God sometimes when I come to him with that, goes, hey, what'd I say? Kind of deal. What did I tell you?
Yeah.
3 seconds ago, Brad. 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
I happen to know that your memory is better than that.
You've never said that, I don't think, as a parent, have you? Ever.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. It was like how much I have learned and grown in my relationship with God through
Go,
being
Brad.
a dad.
Go, Brad. Yeah,
It's
man.
like, I don't know how many times that God has spoken to me through the words that I'm speaking to my child at the moment. And I'm like, thank you, but I hate it when you do that. I'm like, I feel like they feel right now, rolling their eyes and they're huffing and like,
Right.
oh.
I knew the
It's,
answer before I came. I just was hoping that maybe you were going
yeah.
to give me something else.
Yeah. I don't even remember what the question was now. Oh, how do I deal with stuff? Yeah.
How do
And
you?
that's part of it too. There's the other part of it. I forget that it exists. I forget that the problem exists. Which then leads to dealing with it again poorly when it comes back into view and I go, ah, it's right there. I forgot about you. Not a good surprise. But yeah, I mean, I think I do it better than I used to, but I would I struggle through it with God. Ask him a lot. Like, will you help me overcome this? And I think in a lot of ways he does, and he has, and he is. And at the same time, sometimes, and I'm not saying that God has said this to me directly, but speak to me through the scripture. I think sometimes God reminds me of what he said to Paul. Nope, my strength is made perfect in weakness. My
In your
grace is
weakness.
sufficient for thee.
Right.
Just, you know. And so I'm reminded. Sometimes I'm reminded that the stuff that I've gone through helps me to help other people who are going through similar struggles. Because if, as a pastor, I just didn't struggle at all and my life was honky-dory, I'd probably be a pretty crummy pastor. I'd be like, man, life's just good. Just look at the sunshine. It's so awesome.
What are you guys over there worrying about?
Everything is
Everything
awesome.
is awesome.
If it's not, yep.
Right, Brad.
All right. If God offered you a box with everything you ever lost in it, what would you look for first?
Everything I ever lost?
Everything you ever lost. And you can define that any way you want. What would you go for first?
Well, the problem with this question is that
You don't remember.
a lot of things that I've lost, I've already forgotten about because I lost
Yeah, that's right.
it.
You'd get distracted. I'd be like, oh yeah, forgot about
yeah,
that
I forgot about
harmonica
this.
I had in when I was 7.
God gave me a box full of everything that I have lost. What would I look for first?
You have to dig
Okay.
deep in the
All
box,
right, no,
DJ.
here we go. Here we go. I got it. Winnie the
Winnie the Pooh.
Pooh. Yep. I don't know, like 5 or 6 maybe. And my teddy bear that I loved sleeping with was, and like Brad, you know, like old school Winnie the Pooh. This thing would probably be worth some money, you know what I mean? But I loved that Winnie the Pooh bear. And as a matter of fact, like if I throughout my life, I've often reflected on him, on having that bear. I can still re really remember kind of the way he felt. Like he had kind of like a fluff issue with his nose. I remember one morning. Or sorry, one night whenever I went to bed, I knew I had to have Winnie the Pooh to go to sleep. When I woke up the next morning, he was on the floor. So obviously at some point, you know, probably just rolling over or whatever. But I reached down and got him because I almost didn't believe that I could go to sleep without Winnie the Pooh. And as the story goes, my mom, she guesses that we were on a vacation trip somewhere and I left him in a hotel just by accident. And we have no idea where he went.
I'm not gonna indict anybody, but I will tell you that when I first met your sister, she was sleeping with a Winnie the Pooh. I'm not saying it's the same one because I don't know.
No, I mean, like, yeah. Got a bone to pick with her.
Might have found it
Yeah. And just hit it the whole time.
in my closet.
Yeah. But yeah, there was something like incredibly nostalgic, and this is crazy for me. I think there was something incredibly nostalgic as a child for me with that Winnie the Pooh. I loved the cartoon. I loved the fact that you know he was that the teddy bear served as a major pacifier, really, you know, like just helping me put to sleep, making me feel like I
It's
was
weird.
safe.
You're not supposed to suck on
Yeah.
teddy bears, TJ. That's strange.
Wrong
I mean,
definition.
not a sin, but weird.
That's right. Again, not a sin, but very weird. But yeah, I think that'd probably be the first thing that I would wonder if this was it in the box.
I've heard
Because
this for
here's
my
the thing,
sanity.
because Brad, to be quite honest, I wouldn't put this past my dad. Because I have had these feelings, again, as you were mentioning, like as a parent, I've had these feelings myself. It may have been where dad was looking at me thinking, you know, DJ's too old for this thing. How do I get this out of the picture? Oh, I know. I'll frame it to where he lost it, you know, because I've looked
well,
at
I'm gonna just be on guard then the next time your dad visits, because I have a blue spiky turtle shell from like Mario Kart that sometimes I cuddle with because it's a pillow in my room. So I mean, I don't want him to be taking.
You're
that
too old for that,
it.
Brad.
Yeah,
you're too old yeah. for that.
Disagree. I'd probably look for my sanity.
I don't think your sanity would be tangible. I mean, it's God. Nothing's impossible with God. Yeah, right.
The question is, it's tangible. Or maybe, hey, Dad, what are you doing in there with all those toys and fishing lures?
That's right. Oh, no, you lost that one, and you lost that one, and you lost that one. Yeah, Cher would have a box full of rooster tails.
Yeah.
All right, Brad, last question for you. Do you have a heart desire that you have never received?
Yes.
Cool. It's your turn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, that's what it was. Do you have a heart desire?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So it's not as deep as maybe some people would expect. God has fulfilled a lot of my heart's desires. I've prayed for some people for a long time, and thankfully seen, you know, some of those people come to faith. So there's definitely stuff like that. But like, as soon as you ask the question, I want to see the Northern Lights. I want to see the Northern Lights.
Nice, dude.
Not just a little pink on the horizon.
Yeah.
Ever since I found out they existed and it was a thing, it's just, they've mesmerized me. It's a bucket list thing. If I never get to do it, it's fine. You know, they've been somewhat visible from Missouri since I've been here at least twice, and I've missed them both times. Mm. Went out and drove around with the kids and Tabby, like, way up in the night trying to find them, because they're like, oh, they're going to pop up again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know, other than the fact that I think they're incredibly cool. And it was like almost unbelievable. Like when I found out that happens, that exists.
Yeah.
These bright neon lights that dance across the sky. I need to see this.
Right.
So That's one of the things. And I think I might cry if I ever get to see
it. Oh, dude.
Them.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And again, I see
that
God's amazing awesomeness. Like
his ingenuity.
Right. And the care, like it's so unimportant.
Yeah.
For there to be.
Correct.
Bright neon lights. I mean, from my perspective, like there's going to be people. There's people that will never know that those exist, and they'll be just fine.
Yeah.
Like, but the fact that God was like, yeah, no, I'm going to do this too. Around the poles, this is what's going to happen. I think it's pretty.
I mean,
incredible that we figured out how it happened.
That's what I was thinking.
Some smart guy be like, no, trust me, this is. What I'm like how did you even figure that out?
It's like when Brian Regan says that you know, someone figured out what the whales are saying. Like, who's going to argue with him? You know.
Yeah. He said doesn't like you. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Like. The two things I was thinking about when you were mentioning that, you know, like that, I do think, I mean, I could be wrong because I'm not a scientist, but I mean, they're unimportant. Like, they don't really serve that I know of, they don't serve a critical part of maintaining our global environment. And it's just I can do this too. You know, like, you know, the glory of God being shown because he can.
Yeah. Here's the thing too. You can't just go, okay, I'm going to go up and see them, because they might not be there. You know, it's a thing where it's like, okay, they're most likely to be seen during this window, but I could spend all this money and go to like Alaska or Iceland or something to see the Northern Lights, and it could just they oh nope, they're not happening tonight. Or oh, it's so cloudy you couldn't see it, and I'm like,
Oh,
that would be
gosh.
so devastating to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, oh, no, don't want to do that anyway. If I never see the Northern Lights, when I get to heaven, I don't think I'm going to care.
I think that's probably true.
I would
Actually,
really like to see
you
them
know, like if it
in
truly is a heart's
person.
desire of yours, Brad, for all we know,
What?
you may have for like your living room lights in your
Yeah.
mansion, you may just have the Northern Lights. You know,
And I,
like
yeah, and I mean this, I would settle for the Southern Lights.
the Southern
The
Lights.
Aurora Australis, you know, instead of the Aurora Borealis. Just, you know, that would be cool too. Right. My
We
next
got,
question, and I have an answer for the question. So I am looking, you know, for somewhat of an answer.
so I have to get it right.
I just like to you to get it in the range
Okay.
of, you know, what's acceptable. There's some give and take in it.
Is the question is like, who is your best friend that does this podcast with you?
It's not.
Okay. Because
But I do.
Gary's getting kind of close, you
Gary's
know?
getting kind of close right now, yeah.
Got a
Who
little
is Gary?
competition there, Brad.
Who is Gary? Nobody knows.
And nobody knows.
Nobody knows. And nobody cares. Right. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, how many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick?
Okay. Give me just a second and I will.
Are you Googling? Are you
No, I'm
cheating?
not cheating. I
Kind
gotta
of looks
find
like you're
it.
cheating.
And I'm
Kind of
not
looks like you're
cheating, Brad. I
cheating here,
promise I'm
DJ.
not cheating. I'm not cheating.
I didn't
Brad,
say
I'm
you could
not
use
cheating.
notes.
I'm not
Just so
cheating.
you could go in your files. I did. I mean, I didn't figure it out. I
There it
definitely
is. All
Google
right.
search.
It's not that one. Darn it.
Oh,
Give
that's
me
too
just a
bad.
second here.
St somebody's stalling.
I may have to edit this out.
He may be stalling for time. Oh, it's too bad. We're out of time. I can't answer the question. The alternate question
It
that I was
is.
going to ask was just why?
That's a steady guy. Just why?
Why? It's a very deep question.
It, where is it, man? Final analysis.
I don't know, but you've already asked me my three questions, so.
Let's do it this way. Excuse me. Yeah, I'll probably edit this out because there's a lot of waiting.
Or just put the Jeopardy theme song there. Like the final
Okay,
Jeopardy.
Brad, when you say that you are looking for an answer, I'm going to do a screen share with you, my friend. I am not cheating because, Brad, I have gone before you and I have actually already given options for this answer. This, sir, is an extra credit question that I give on final exams. I'll read it for the listeners who aren't watching. Please pick your preference from the potential possibilities portraying Peter Piper's pleasure in picking pecks of pickled peppers. Number one, it was his side hustle. B, his mother forced the chore as a method of circumventing spanking in hopes that it would not only teach Peter discipline, but also that the economic value of a pickled pepper is horribly low, making him feel like he was wasting his time, his mother's time, and the time of anyone who would want to purchase pickled peppers. C, I'm disinclined to acquiesce to
Really
your
is.
request. Means
Means
no.
no.
Letter D, I
I've
don't know
used
what
that with my
acquiesce
kids.
means. E, I'm apprehensive about answering. F, I don't know what apprehensive means. G, I'm apprehensive about disinclined to acquire the acquiescence of acquiescing that I know what apprehensive means. H, I still don't know what acquiesce means. I like coloring.
Yeah. And as deep as and impressive as that was, I was looking for, well, if they are jalapenos, roughly 493, and pickled peppercinis, 456.
Oh, dang it.
We were close. It
So I
was
got it
still very
wrong.
close. It was very close. But what people may not know, and this is something that I think a lot of people don't know, is that a peck is a quarter of a bushel, which are dry measurements, and a peck is approximately equivalent to about 8 dry quarts. So,
All right. Well,
I
thank you for
know you
that.
know.
Well, if I may,
So
and I'm going to because it's our show.
if someone loves you a bushel and a peck, you can figure out how many quarts of love they have for you. But I don't
Brad.
know how you measure a hug around the neck.
Brad, here is the other bonus question. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? A, a peck. B, three. C, five is right out. D, tomorrow. E, the existential nature of woodchucks is beyond my comprehension. F, I don't know what existential means. Here we go again. G, this answer exists for anyone who doesn't have the gift of humor. And E, or excuse me, H, this isn't relevant to the class, therefore I choose not to answer this question, which will throw me into a perpetual paradox caused by answering a question that represents the absence of an answer.
And you should have also had 42.
42.
It's an option. Do you get that reference?
No, I don't.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, so they had set up this computer and ask it for the ultimate answer. And it spends like millions of years calculating. And they come back and they ask it, what is the ultimate answer? And he says 42. And they're like, that's it? He's like, yes, I've spent quite a bit of time, thinking about this, and I'm certain
Like
it's 42.
42
Well,
what?
and so yeah, so then the follow-up is like, well then what is the ultimate question? And he's like, well, you're gonna have to come back for that one. And he's gonna spend more millions of years coming up with that. I don't know that he ever gives us that answer.
Well, Brad, I actually have four questions typed out because I didn't know which ones I wanted to ask
Oh.
you, so I'm going to ask you a fourth. Unless you have like a another one
Nope.
for me.
Nope. Well, other than why,
Just why?
I wrote that one down. Yeah.
I mean,
Why?
because.
I always go, why not? That's my answer for why.
Brad, what is your greatest rational fear?
Greatest rational fear.
Yeah. Like heights,
I got quite a
spiders.
few irrational ones.
Yeah, that's why I put rational.
There's so many. Losing the people I love. And both like physically, in the physical sense of like death. I think also in like the relational
The
sense,
emotional sense, yeah.
and I think going along with that would be failing to be the father that my children need me to be.
You and I have the same rational fear. Yep.
Well, my wife, your sister, would say, at least about me, I don't know about
Yeah.
you,
Yeah.
that she would consider that second fear irrational, because she's like, that's a stupid, that's how she puts it when I say so. She was like, that's stupid
It's
that you think that. She's like, you're a good father, an amazing father.
listeners, I want you
Like,
guys to know
that's how sister, that's how my wife encourages me. She tells me that my
the
comments are
bluntness in my
stupid.
family, I mean, it runs thick.
It does. I'm not even, that's not an exaggeration. She has said that to me in response to things like that over our 20 years of marriage multiple times. Sometimes it will come out as, that's just dumb, Brad Coleman.
But That's the nice way of saying that's stupid.
Now, she doesn't generally call me stupid.
I love that you use the word
Although
generally.
occasionally she will say, "You're an idiot."
Yeah,
You're an idiot. And
yeah.
which I always respond, "Well, you're married to an idiot."
See, that's my argument against like the wow, DJ, you married up, didn't you? I mean, yeah, I did, but that doesn't make my wife seem like she's
Yeah.
she knows how to make good decisions. Like,
You drag her down.
that's right.
Well, and I've argued with Tabby that I'm smarter than her because
I mean,
I married you and you married me, and she usually gives me that one.
yeah, at face value, I mean, there's no argument. Listeners, we hope that you've enjoyed hanging out with us today, digging deep. What we would love is for you to let us know what your answers are. How do you cope with uncertainties? Biblical truth is the hardest for you to believe. What do you have a heart desire you've not received? If Jesus was sitting next to you, what would you ask him? And if God gave you a box of everything that you lost, what would be in it?
And if you don't agree with the answer of pickled
Of
peppers,
pickled peppers, right? Yeah.
you could guess the answer too.
Five is right out.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
1, 2, 5, 3, sir.
three. Listeners, we love that you love our show. We really do. Thank you for tuning in and supporting us. We hope that that this has given you some things to talk about with the people that you're around. Let them know about the show, share the show, rate and review our show. We want to give a shout out to Green Frog Coffee Company here in West Tennessee. We thank you guys very much for supporting our show as well. They don't really sponsor the show, but they're wonderful business here in the Jackson area. Good Christian values, great coffee, great food, great people. They've got their owner has deep Christian values that he wants to spread to, again, to the Jackson communities. So Tim and Shelby and Zach and everybody that works at Green Frog, we appreciate you guys
Yeah.
big time.
And I just want to say that it's probably safe to say that their favorite color of frog is green.
Is green. So, real quick about that story is that Green Frog is a community in Tennessee where originally this coffee house began.
Okay, well then that may
So,
not be true. They may prefer orange frogs, but those will kill you, so.
those will kill you. Yeah, so follow us on our Facebook group page. You know what to do. Comment on and follow us on Instagram. Again, you can email us and contact us, get in touch with us via email. menchurchstuff@gmail.com. Beyond that, Brad, I love you, buddy.
Love you too.
Listeners, we will catch you next time.
Go be his church.